Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Pardon my American.
I've been tracking Sasquatches for 25 years.
Pardon my American.
Global awakening to the New World Order.
Pardon my American.
Artificial intelligence android.
Pardon my American.
Do you believe in UFOs?
Yes, sir.
Extraterrestrial.
You're listening to Pardon My American.
Word up, dudes.
Nope. Up's up.
Living the dream.
Good fucking morning, everybody.
Good fucking morning. Ah, it's a good morning to fuck. Is this what we're saying?
Isn't every morning?
I guess. Yes. You know, I'm okay with that morning sunshine waking. Well, there's wake and bake. What would that be called? Wake and quake?
Wake and shake.
Wake and shake? Yeah. Shake the bean. You know what I mean? Come on.
Yeah, something.
Yeah, flick that.
Yeah. Kind of put me on the spot there. I don't know.
Wake and fake sometimes.
Oh,
I guess.
No. Let's hope
depending
not.
On who you, depending on who you are.
Who's that unlucky soul? Oh, boy.
Not a good thing. Anyways, yeah, man. Happy Tuesday.
Yes, we are here, and we are...
Not queer.
Not queer, but hey, you know, if you're queer, that's fine. You know, to each and everybody. But yeah,
This has started off real weird.
It is weird, you know. Come on now.
It's early. I'm trying to like gather what's going on here. There's a lot of sex and weird stuff going on today.
Yeah.
Good morning. Yay. All right.
We got a lot of topics to talk about, dude. I mean, there's a lot of weird stuff that I brought today. But before we get into like the weird stuff, what did you bring here? Because you have a nice video here that's pretty hefty as well.
Well, it's a little long, but it was so obviously the what is it? The title 42,
yeah,
ends in a couple days, May 11th, and that situation is, it's not gonna be good. Let's just put it that way. So, I did bring an article that the Border Patrol clears way for more migrant releases to city streets. The dam is about to break. That's
the
what they
dam is about to break, bro.
Yeah, so I'll bring this up. This will be quick into what you're talking about, Greg. But basically, they're saying that they have decided to authorize all Border Patrol sectors to begin safe, quote, safe mass release of migrants to city streets if non-governmental organizations don't have the capacity to hold them. So the consequence of this, obviously, is that migrants will be released to bus stops, gas stations, supermarkets, and in towns and cities across the border as customs and border protection facilities are already over capacity in multi-sectors. So,
damn.
Yeah, so you got a lot of people at the border right now. This whole thing is going to be ending. They're saying we don't have enough room for them, and they're being told that if you don't have enough room, we need to let them go.
Just let them go. Right into the nation, right?
They're going to be let go right on into the states.
So I'm a little confused about this. I know Title 42 was made back in like the 70s, 80s, right?
A long time ago.
Yeah, ish.
But what? Yep. I just feel like, how did it all of a sudden end?
Just like the COVID restrictions?
Yeah, because it has to do with pandemic kind of, let's keep the bugs
out. Yeah, but there was no pandemic back then.
I know. Was there?
No, so I don't think at the time they created it for a specific thing. They created it so that if there was a pandemic or an outbreak, that they had one more safe stop that they could use and pull out. You know what I'm saying?
I get you.
So that's what I think, at least.
Dude, I have a crazy video on this too.
I understand that like okay, all the pandemic's over, the COVID restrictions are done with. How does that justify just letting people fucking pour in now? Like,
back
to
business.
You didn't do that before. You just didn't let people pour in before the pandemic.
Well, I think that there's a lot of people knowing that this is coming in, Venezuela. Yeah.
I mean, I've already seen pictures and shit of people just lining up waiting for this to end.
Yeah, that's part of this video that I wanted to play, dude.
Yeah, it's just right now people know that this is a vulnerable time for the border and for our government, and so they're going to take advantage of the fact that it is. That's what's different between now and then.
Yeah,
is that there are people that are going to exploit this this kind of issue that we have. So, Greg, what video do you have for this?
Check this out. This is Colin Rugg. Never heard of this guy in my life, but he put out a tweet. It says, "Breaking: Texas has deployed their own Texas Tactical Border Force." As there's the name of our new podcast, everybody. Kabamo! Now, as migrants wait to storm the border once Title 42 ends. So you have this video is looking at a bunch of people just waiting at the border, right? The Texas National Guard is readying Black Hawk helicopters and C-130s as they brace for an invasion along the southern border. El Paso says 15,000 are waiting to enter once Title 42 ends. El Paso has declared a state of emergency. Abbott has deployed 10,000 National Guard members. 13,000 illegals are entering the U.S. every day, and this number is expected to increase. Now, he's getting this information. I don't know where.
Probably from the Border Patrol itself.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, this is Colin Rugg speaking. So, but this video kind of speaks for itself as well. So check this out, bro. Come on, damn it. Where is that freaking? Okay, here we go. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Looks like downtown Portland.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
It looks like homeless
Seattle.
So this is just like an encampment waiting to cross.
Just tons of people laying this all over the buildings.
Oh, this is in El Paso.
Yeah, on the streets. Yeah, this is at the border in El Paso. Like, these people are waiting. I'm assuming this is a video of the people waiting to get in.
I think they're already in, bro. I feel like this is actually like El Paso. Like,
Yeah, this is several blocks of people just littered in the streets, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're covering the sidewalks. They're covering the parts of the street, the buildings.
Like, it looks like a Taylor Swift concert. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. This is a Trump rally, everybody. They're waiting for Trump.
Yeah, right.
They're staying the night.
Oh, all the way down the alleys, too. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just a mess.
They're waiting for their buses to Chicago, New York.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just sent a video over, and trust me, I will get to that topic that I want to get to because I think it's a really important one. But I just sent a video over to our email.
Yes, I have it.
Access. This is actually in Chicago, and this is showing you, and Chris always says this, that people are starting to get fed up with shit and they're starting to speak out. This is one of those things, even though I don't think that they're aiming their frustration at the right people necessarily. Black Chicagoans. How do you say that? Chicagoans?
Chicagoans?
Chicagoans? I don't know. Citizens in Chicago are starting to speak up now about the influx of migrants coming into Chicago. And they're making some very valid points, although I think that they're directing their anger more at Abbott and at DeSantis and whatnot about shipping them to them. But the actual argument is exactly what we're saying. And if you could just play it for me, man, listen to what they're saying here.
Well, so this is actually a video we had to actually upload this to our G drive because you sent it as an attachment, right? This video. I thought you were talking about the TikTok one.
I sent a TikTok video. I just sent one. But is it an attachment?
Yeah, it's sent as an attachment, bro. So I don't know if we'll be able to play that one. I mean, I can wait for
it.
Just
save it on your TikTok.
Yeah.
It is on my TikTok. It is. Well, do you have access to my TikTok?
No, just send me the link, bro. I have this other video about this lady losing her mind. So, but yeah, I agree.
Okay.
This freaking Title 42 bullshit. Like, what a distraction, bro. I mean, what happened to speaking of TikTok, what happened to banning TikTok? I just thought about that this morning. I'm like, is that ever going
to
go through?
I sent it to you, your TikTok. Do you have access to yours? Or are you not on that one either?
Yeah. Let me see here, bro. Let me see here.
Yeah, the video that is other than this one is basically there's a gay.
I'd like to stay on the topic of Jordan.
Oh, dang it. All right. Yes. Go ahead. What?
Yoel. I think it's Yoel. Yoel Lembert. Yeah. And she is going to be, or she's running or nominated for the ambassador of Jordan. And if you get that video up, let me know. But she was testifying. They're doing the hearing for her being the ambassador. And this gentleman, he was grilling her in a good way. It wasn't like over the top. What's his name? Senator Bill Hagerty. Okay.
Hagerty.
Yeah, he is going after hypocritical Biden administration will fund border security in other nations, but not our own. He talks about this with her. The omnibus bill that we had a year back or whatever it was, a year, 2 years.
Yeah.
There's actually a lot of money set aside for border security in other countries.
Oh, yeah, zero, dude.
Zero for the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So he's... In the nicest way possible, he's basically catching her and showing the hypocrisy of it all. And if you want to just play that video, Greg, go ahead and you can actually start it at a minute and 40 if you want to.
A minute and 40.
Get rid of the fat in the beginning.
Okay. Well, let's see here. All right. There we go, everybody. Oh, boy.
Listen closely.
Jesus criminy, dude. TikTok can suck it. I don't know. This is what happens when you send me TikTok links, bro.
I'd like to stay on the topic of Jordan.
Here we go. Hold on. TikTok is not very friendly for me. Here we go. Go into the damn video.
Just go right here.
Listen.
Oh,
I'd like to stay on the top.
It won't let you skip that far?
Just play it, man. Like, you don't have to put it on video. It's not a big deal.
There we go.
Jordan, I could make this clear. Jordan's border.
The U.S. government has worked with Jordan to enhance its border security in a variety of ways, Senator.
Let's be clear. U.S. taxpayer dollars have been deployed in this regard. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And as our nominee, you'd be responsible for overseeing future funding in this regard. Is that correct?
That is correct, Senator, if confirmed.
In fact, the omnibus last year provides for at least $150 million for border security in Jordan. It's a large amount of taxpayer dollars. And if you think about it, the purpose of this is to provide physical security, to keep people from illegally crossing into Jordan. Isn't that correct?
It is to provide physical security, to stop drug smugglers, to deal with the threat of Jordan's neighbor, Syria.
You don't say.
Obviously, the conflict there continues, and it's a dangerous neighborhood.
So it's a dangerous neighborhood over in Jordan, but not over here.
Yep. Yeah. Right. Keep going, because he proves his point.
I think that if the funding request that's been put in place for the coming year is the size it is, there must be a belief that this sort of funding is important and that this sort of physical security is effective. Is that correct?
In the Jordanian context, I believe that is correct, Senator.
Well, it's not clear to talk about this in the Jordanian context. I just think it's an important lesson for us to learn as Americans that we're spending United States taxpayer dollars to support border security in a country that we're trying to build stronger relations with. I think we ought to be learning a lesson ourselves, because there's not a penny in the president's budget to support our own border security here.
Boosh.
Okay.
Not a penny.
In the Jordanian context.
In the Jordanian context, yes, I would like to say they like money and they like protection.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah, I know that was a little, like, getting into that video took a second there, but I think it's a very important video.
It is.
Because we've had this discussion when Trump was in office. How much of a struggle was it him to get, like, what, $500 million to start working on the border wall? I mean, they just didn't spend a single time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll take our tax money that we, everybody works hard, pays their taxes for things to help this country, and let's just send it so that they can have a safer border than we have.
Well, yeah, it's not just Jordan. How many other countries are we paying for their border security?
Oh, yeah, dude. That's what America does. We're the freaking security of the world. That's why it's like everybody's sick of it. It's like, hello, can we just protect our own nation now?
To find the exact money here that they talk about, but I believe it was something 150 to Jordan, but there's some $500 million to global border security. I mean, it's outrageous.
That's it? Dude, I would think that would be in the billions, if not trillions.
No, I mean, 150
like the war machine.
I don't think they're going to spend billions on just border security.
Well, dude, I'm thinking of like defense contractors and all that shit too, dude. Like, the what is the Iron Curtain or the iron fucking thing Israel has? You know what I mean? Like that is worth a lot. The Iron Dome, bro.
Well, that's a
killer porn name right there.
That is like military. You know what I mean? That's not just like border security. Like border security to me is like walls. You know what I'm saying? Extra border patrol, having drones, other such things on the border to make sure everything's safe. Like that is like military defense. You know what I'm saying? Like, if
Drones are also military defense too. Those are used in,
I think you're thinking of different drones than what I'm thinking of.
I feel like it'd be almost one and the same depending on the situation.
Yeah. I think it's the budget is like protect and, start a war if you need to, you know, I mean, if you're going to shoot somebody, that's protection, right? People down at the border, you got a drone flying around. Yeah.
Sure. But lasers. There's a case to be made.
It is amazing that like even like you knew she knew where he was going with this.
Yeah.
And that's why she was saying in the Jordanian context. That is what it's for.
Oh, yes. But I will say this. She at least answered the questions. You know what I'm saying? She did. Thank you, Mr. Haggerty. But actually, and then they switch the question. He's like, just answer the question. Just answer. That's a brilliant question.
But black people in this country have been scrutinized against since the 1930s. What are you talking about?
She made sure to add in the caveats of such like in Jordanian context, those little kind of. But she answered the question. Yes. The government is planning to spend money. I will be overseeing it. I do agree with it. And we need it because crime. Because of drug smuggling, it's not a great neighborhood. The Jordan neighbors, they're not great.
No, I don't have anything. It's like, hello, you think Mexico's great?
We have the same fucking situation going on.
Yeah, I mean, no, I think that Mexico, listen, the people in Mexico are great people. They're hardworking people, but they have a major corruption issue. They have a major cartel issue.
Dude, when I say Mexico, I'm talking about like the government. Yeah. Like, I know we always have to distinguish that, but it's like, we're talking about the government. We're talking about the cartel. We're not talking about the freaking people. It's the same thing here.
You have to say it, though. You have to say it, right? Yeah. It has to be said.
I mean, imagine living to the border of the United States, too. You know, I'm just saying, like, when you have the United States military at your border, you got to question what's going on, too. I don't know. Yeah. That's just
there was
my thought.
A lady that I was following just last night. I was watching some of her videos. She's actually directly on the border. And she was out spotlighting out in her backyard. She has this huge spot lamp and she's out there just like,
I see one man. She's spotlighting people.
Yeah. There is she tugging in the bushes.
Yeah. So she said that she's like, broom. You know, being on the border for this long, she's like, we've seen a lot of migrants coming through. Yeah. She's like, it used to be a lot of families, a lot of people fleeing, and you could tell they were young children and families. And, you know, we would always like put water out for those people. But she's like, over the past couple months, it's been, you know, military aged men carrying large backpacks, you know, probably with shit that they shouldn't have. And it's scarier.
Way to be racist, Dave.
Military ages 20s, 30s.
You got a backpack. There's probably something you shouldn't have in there, huh?
Well, I mean, she actually showed proof of them wearing like the carpet shoes, you know, where they actually put the carpet on the shoes to keep from footprints happening. That's not stuff that, you know,
I never heard of that.
People, you've never heard of that?
That's like a new fashion trend, dude.
No, they put carpet shoes on the bottom of their shoes. It keeps from leaving footprints on the dirt. So,
I've seen another video too where it wasn't even just people from Mexico. There was lines and lines of Asian people, Asian men that were military age.
Chinese nationalists and shit.
Yeah,
the Chinese nationalists. Okay, dude, I got that Chicago video up. If you wanted to play that,
I thought this was interesting that people were starting to get pissed about this.
It's about fucking time.
No kidding.
All right, here we go.
Outbursts and outrage at a community meeting in South Shore over a housing plan for migrants.
The debate comes as the city deals with a crisis of where to put migrants bussed in from the border.
Elizabeth Matthews is live now with more. Elizabeth.
Corey and Don, contentious to say the least. This forum was a chance for city leaders to get input from the public about the old South Shore High School housing migrants. The city got their input.
Input.
They're pissed. Build the wall. The crowd voicing their opinion, strongly opposing the addition of migrants in their community.
I am just outraged.
Did you want to say something?
I was just going to say there's a lady that's going to speak in a minute, and she's the one that really like hits it on the head. for sure. So right. Go ahead.
I'm outraged and I don't understand why our community was chosen.
City representatives saying the old South Shore High School would not be a shelter, but one of three respite centers for the migrants to temporarily sleep, eat, and take a shower. Old school. Starting with about 250 people taking up the building's first floor. This is a way for the city to get the current 300 migrants out of the police station. Questions were asked, but answers hard
to get their current 300 migrants out of the police station?
Wow.
That's where they're keeping them right now?
Yeah, dude. That's what I'm saying. Only 300. 300. Now, listen, that's a good number. Load, bro. Wrong.
But how is are the police operating at capacity when they have 300 random fucking people sleeping
Nelson, give me another cup of coffee. I guess you got to step over the 10 migrants there.
I mean, Jesus.
So you'll hear this woman, but 300, see, is a lot of people. Don't get me wrong. But what I'm saying is that's nothing compared to what border towns are dealing with or what Texas is dealing with or Arizona.
Yeah.
And so they're freaking out over 300, bro.
This is the Martha's Vineyard thing all over again, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Notice that they had the high school that they're going to turn into a migrant facility, right?
Oh, just the first floor.
Okay, so now
Always starts out as the first floor.
There's a woman who says something. I think it's important, especially if you're in the black community. I think this is very important.
Okay.
Here, interrupted by the upset crowd. Before the meeting, a small protest of South Shore neighbors demanding the energy put into the migrant issue be put into their neighborhoods.
It is a slap in the face that we as citizens of the United States of America do not have the resources and support, but you're going to bring people who are not citizens here in our community, in our buildings that we pay taxes for, that you took away from us. Yes. That is completely unacceptable. We are in a humanitarian crisis right now. The black people in Chicago are bleeding on the streets.
Mayor-elect Brandon Johnson had this to say.
So the point is in communities like Chicago, where they have insane amount of crime, an insane amount of murders, right? She said it herself, bleeding on the streets.
Yeah. I mean, that's a commonly used phrase. I like that. There's blood spilled in the streets. You know,
Of all places, Chicago, you could say it. I mean, of all places, real Chicago is the one place that you could say there actually is blood being spilled in the streets.
For sure.
But her point is they have this high school or middle school or whatever that was that they took away from the black community. Okay. That the community has paid taxes for. So I'm guessing they shut it down because they didn't want to rebuild it or there's issues. You know how schools get shut down because they're old.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're putting money into it for the migrants, which she's saying, why are you not investing that money into the black community? Which I think we can all agree on. The cities need more funding, right? We need to have better with the homeless situation, with people getting jobs. There's a lot of things. The schooling is terrible. So her point is why are you spending money on people that are not citizens? Okay, and you're not spending money on the people that are here struggling, which is exactly what we've all been fucking saying this whole time.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Hasn't been that our argument this entire fucking time?
Yeah, because there's no incentive spend money. Well, there's no incentive to spend money on the people that are in this country. Because the reason why you spend money, if you're a business like our government is to make money. So you spend money in order to make money, return on investment, right? So it's like, They're investing in these illegal immigrants to get votes, right? Like that's the word on the street. I mean, they're like, oh yeah, we'll let you into the country. You can change our culture, and then eventually we'll get you a pass where you can actually vote. You know what I mean? And nobody voted to let this happen.
Yeah, right.
We're not I don't want that to happen. I like our culture the way it is. Like, there's a reason why these people are fleeing the countries that they're leaving from. It's because their countries have turned to shit. Yeah. Because they've let corrupt governments, they've let cartels, gangs overrun them. I don't want that happening here. You can argue that it already has.
To some extent, I think it has. But it's important to me that, you know, not being a member of the black community. OK, obviously, we're three white dudes right here. I think it's important that people are starting to see how this affects everybody. Right. Because a lot of times, like I just said, jokingly, that you're racist if you want border security, because we've heard that before in the past, especially years ago. But now it's like, oh, well, you have members of the black community are also saying, hey, what about us? We all are trying to push for equality. We want to make sure everybody has a fair shake, not one more than the other, but equal shake across the boards.
Yeah.
And we see that the inner cities are problematic. We see that people are getting killed at a record pace. Why are we not putting that money, that hundreds of millions of dollars that you're going to be investing in these schools and whatnot to make them migrant stations? Why are you not putting that into the schools? Why are you not putting that into getting people help that need help? And as long as everybody sees it, you know, I think it's a positive thing.
Well, yeah, and like she said, I mean, like you literally, we paid for this with our tax money and you took it from us and now are using it for this.
Yeah.
If you're not going to use it as a school for what it was built for, then use it for something else that helps the direct community around it.
Yeah.
Like, why would you? We've always had the same argument. Like, why are we not using all these tools we have at our disposal?
Yeah. I would say it just doesn't end with just the black community. Like, this is American problem. You know what I mean? Like, there's a ton of other races out there within this country that are all suffering just as bad.
Well, no, and I guarantee it's not just black people in that community.
But, like, the whole, like, the drug war and all this shit, like, fentanyl, I just heard there was a new report that came out, like, 80 or something percent of all drug overdoses in 2021 had to do with fentanyl.
Yeah.
Like, 80%, bro. It's like, okay, well, where did that come from?
Yeah.
Why is fentanyl now a problem? Is this China? They're shipping it over? I don't know. Is that coming over the border? Because that's another thing that we can talk about. It's not just like letting people in. It's like you're letting drugs in. You're letting illegal substances in, child trafficking, gun trafficking. There's a lot of different things that are crossing the border, too.
Well, and it's not just like we've talked before, like gang members and stuff coming across the border. I mean, if they're running a fentanyl business, they're going to get people in this country that run their fentanyl business.
Yeah.
So there's not just going to be drug dealers, but there's going to be drug makers. There's
smugglers.
Gonna be like all kinds of people that are going to help distribute and produce this problem that we have to deal with now.
But to me, it's not even that, Chris. It's you're absolutely right. Obviously, right? You get the bad guns. But the problem is actually even just the good people. I mean, the families that are just trying to escape, right? Like
they get lumped in.
For a better life. Well, they get lumped in, but like the problem is not like we all would love to welcome everybody in. Like anybody that's good, we would love to have in our community. Like I think the general consensus of America is like immigration is very good. However, if my family's good and we're okay, that doesn't mean I would love to be able to take in a kid in need. You know what I'm saying? Like to help a person, a foster kid, like or a kid that's in the system.
Yeah,
I would love to, but if you don't have the finances for it, you can't.
That's true.
Exactly. So the problem is, it's not that's just the bad ones. It's the fact that there's just people that we can't even support our own.
Yeah, the country itself doesn't have the financial capability to support.
Exactly.
You know what?
That's the biggest problem.
This reminds me of like jobs that I've had in the past. Like you've had like these health indicators, like how's our team doing? You know, like these team building exercises and whatnot.
Yeah.
And they have these like criteria. Where if you're doing okay and you got that smiley face, that means I'm good, I'm showing up, I'm here to help, and I can take on extra work. Like, I'm here to help the team. Like, whoever doesn't have the smiley face, so then that's the next criteria. Like, if you're a frowny face, that means I have too much on my plate, I'm overburdened, I need some help, right? And I feel like we're letting all of these people into America when we're at a frowny face right now. Right. Like there's a lot of people that are in the frowny face stage that are saying, hey, I need help myself. I can't take on extra help. You know, I can't take on the extra burden. I can't support you. I have other things that I need to take care of first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's 100%. And I feel like immigration, weaves and bobs with economy. Right. So when the economy is well and people are doing well and people are off the streets and they're working and things seem to be going well, people are obviously more engaged and willing to talk about immigration. When they see positive, they're willing to be like, hey, we're in a good spot. We can take on more. Like, let's bring some people over. If they need help, let's help them. If we're struggling, like you were saying, Greg, where people, there's a lot of people who don't have access to money. You know, they can't, what's the saying? Like, 60% of Americans or 70% of Americans can't even touch $1,000 if they wanted to right now. Mm. Like, when we have people that are struggling financially, homeless overrunning streets, and we've seen that all over the place. Protesting everywhere, just a huge divide. Immigration is not on the list of concerns. Like people don't even want to talk about that. They certainly don't want to see tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people jumping the border.
Well, and they can't deal with it. Like they're not going to deal with it. Like, and it's just another problem that, you know, us, if we're just sitting here and we see a bunch of people run over the border, there's not much that we can really do. You know what I mean? Other than call the police and be like, hey, I don't know what happened here, but that fence broke down and a bunch of people ran over it, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that lady in Chicago who's like, you just heard that quick clip of her. She said, I just don't understand why they chose us. It's like, listen, I'm sorry. But you were, the people in America are very like taking a back seat to this whole thing. They're letting it happen. They don't have any concern with it. And now that it's reaching the doorstep, thanks to Abbott, to be honest with you, that he's actually going, well, fuck this. I'm not taking the entire burden. We're going to ship these people all over the place and let you guys feel what we're feeling on a daily basis. That's why you were chosen, because you're America. Because if we can do it, then you can take 300 people. Sorry.
Dude, that
you
know is, what I'm saying? Well,
that
is
the, and it's not even that you were even chosen. It's the fact that you allowed your governor or the people running your states to
the mayor
to put in policy that does exactly the opposite of what needs to happen. And you're exploiting this whole sanctuary city thing. So, of course, those are the ones that are going to be chose. Oh, this is what you want to happen? Then have a taste of your own shit.
How could it happen here? That's my whole thing, dude. Like,
so,
it's like,
so it's not that you're chosen. It's you allowed it to happen and allowed your city to be sanctuary. So here you go.
Yeah, my whole thing is like, I don't like shipping illegal immigrants into the nation. Like, you're shipping them into the heart of the nation where you kind of lose track of everything. And then it just like, now what? You know what I mean? It festers this problem where you're like, okay, yeah, we have this issue. But then again, there is some sort of impact, like you were saying, Dave, of Abbott shipping illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities, shipping them to the heartland within America, just to say like, hey, this is what we're fucking dealing with, bro. Like,
well,
wake
things.
Up.
It's easy to say you're a sanctuary city when you have very little influx coming in, right? It's easy to say, like, to stand on your high chair and say, like, we welcome everyone, and you're in the fucking Pacific Northwest where you get 32 migrants.
Yeah, when you don't actually have to deal with them.
Yeah, then you all of a sudden are like, holy shit, we fucked up.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Second thing is like, you know, I disagree. I am all about shipping them to other parts of this country because here's the bottom line. They're going to get here no matter what you or I say. Like you said, what are you going to do? Right. So they're going to come in and they're either going to stay here because they can't really travel anywhere else in Texas, Arizona, even Southern California. They're going to be over here.
Yeah.
Or we send them to these cities who are claiming that they're going to actually help them. And in fact, if in that video of the Chicago, we cut it off a little early, but the new mayor.
Dude, I still got it. I got it.
Well, it's cool. I think at the end, the mayor comes in and says, basically, you know, we need to support these people, not only like emotionally, but we need to help them financially. We need
to
make sure that they
listen to their needs. There's only about 30 seconds
I'm pretty
left.
Sure it's this one here. Yep.
About the migrant crisis.
We have a responsibility to make sure that families who are seeking love and support here in the city of Chicago and throughout the state of Illinois, that they are not just welcome, but they are serviced.
Welcome and service.
So
the point is that
does
is
that
what
mean,
these
what does service mean? Is that like a car? You got to get an oil lube on this?
I don't know, dude.
Maybe that morning service. No, he's saying like we need to financially support them and also give them services, which guess what? That's taxpayer money as well. So you are saying that you, and still to this point, this guy is still saying this. He's a brand new mayor or soon to be mayor. Okay. And he's already coming out saying we're going to do all this stuff. I'm just saying the people don't want it. Your citizens are speaking right now. They don't want this when they're feeling like they are not getting what they deserve as an American.
And rightfully so.
Yeah, they don't. Exactly. They also don't want the trans agenda. They also don't want to support a freaking war, a proxy war over in Ukraine. They don't want the gas to be like fucking $10 a gallon. I mean, they don't want Biden. That's just it. America does not want Biden.
And they don't. They don't want his policy, but they don't want Trump. That's what it comes down to.
That's
like,
why
they hate everything about it. They hate the Democratic policy, but they also hate Trump himself so much that they wouldn't even be willing to go that route. At least
That's why I think Robert F. Kennedy Jr. might have a shot.
But the only reason they hate Trump is because they were told to by the people that are implementing the policy that they hate.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually it's going to have to get to a point where they're like, you fucking lied to us.
Well, and then there was a point, though. I mean, because there's some people that I talk to, like my brother-in-law, who's like, dude, the reason why I hate Trump is the things that come out of his mouth. It's not just like, you know, I watch video of him saying things that makes me hate him. It's that. Yeah. So it's not just like the media doing it.
It's a mixture.
It's a mixture because he can't shut his fucking mouth. That. Yeah.
I've said that. That's the reason why people are annoyed with him is that he doesn't know when to shut up.
Yeah.
He said stupid shit. And even the thing we were talking about yesterday where he was talking about the grape allegations and stuff. Like, it's funny. But it's another thing that is stupid. And when you're looking at people who are already on the fence or don't like you, and he's saying these comments like, you're not my type. Well, that comes across to certain people as like, God, what a pig, dude. Like a piece of shit.
Right.
And so, like, it's funny because it's Trump and we recognize it. But if you're talking about digging a hole, like Trump is doing that and has always done that. And that's why I love him. But I'm like, dude, you got to stop with the dumb comments or if you really want to take this seriously. Because to your point, to your whoever it was that you were talking about, that is real.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. That's what I say.
Yeah, but I mean, my whole thing is how far in the hole is this country going to get before people are so worried about personality characteristics and are more about policy at this point?
Far.
Like far away?
Yeah, no, there's a lot of weak people out there that are just like, the tweets hurt my feelings. I can't believe what he's just said. Like, he's such a mean person. Gosh, I love this dollar gallon of gas.
Chris, how far is the Green New Deal going to go? I mean, people still support the shit out of that. And we're literally destroying everything over the fact that we want to make sure the earth is cleaner.
Carbon tax.
And people believe it.
Yeah.
They would rather die of hypothermia because they have no gas anymore or anything else just because they want to save the earth.
Yep.
No, like, I understand there is a percentage of people that are like that, and there's always going to be a percentage of people. I'm talking about just a majority of people, even if it's a small majority. Like, how long is it going to get before policy is what you focus on and not necessarily if you like them or not?
Yeah, what sucks, though, I mean, to Dave's point, is like this movement of like it feels like it's coming from the streets where like you have people like that will die for the climate agenda. But that's now making its way into policy, right? Like, because I just watched a YouTube ad and it said by 2045, Washington State is going to go all electric or get away from the electric. You know what I mean? Like, get away from the gas, go towards electric, reducing your carbon footprint. My new computer program that I have has something built in to like automatically turn on this like battery saver thing. And I'm like, fuck that, dude. Power thee up. Give me my juice. I paid for this bitch.
Power thee up.
Yeah. Power thy crevice with thy meat. Wait a second. This is getting weird.
Jesus.
But so here's my deal, though. It's like I paid for performance. I didn't pay to like have this thing automatically turn off. Same thing with your iPhones, right? They have a setting on there where you can reduce your fucking carbon footprint bullshit. Like, nehu.
It's kind of like fucking a hooker and then her only pumping so fast because she doesn't want your heart rate to go up. You know what I'm saying? She wants to keep you at a
slow it down there, big boy.
When really you paid for that hump. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what you want. You want to get your rocks off.
Yeah, you're paying the money. And then she takes it easy because she's concerned about your health.
Yeah, yeah. You don't care about your health. You care about you need to release. And so that's
this thing's hard.
It's a poor example. I get it.
Yeah.
But no, you're right. You're right. And that's what I'm saying is like we will go back and forth. And I think me and Chris will always probably disagree on the majority, you know, or not majority of how many people are actually crazy. And I think there's a lot of people that are just nutty about this shit and they don't get it. And I think we're on the uphill rather than the downhill of this. I think we did care about policy a decade ago or so, and it's changed. And now it's getting away from just policy. Most people don't care about policy. They mostly care about themselves, the earth, doing the righteous quote unquote thing. And that's what's important. And so how do you fix that? I have no idea. Unless stuff just crumbles so bad that they have to do it. They have to look the other way.
Yeah. Or you just you call out the hypocrisy in it. I mean, you show the evidence, be like, hey, look, the science isn't settled. There's a bunch of stuff that says like, hey, look, we had more ice generated in the last 10 years than, you know, the last 100 years or something. So it's like there's actually a cooling down of the earth. It's not warming. There's something happening here. But there's the ebbs and flows. We're on this uptake of this whole climate change thing. So, yep. Yeah, like you are being exploited. And that's hard for people to get to swallow. It's a hard pillow to swallow. Can you
because they want to think they have control.
Swallow a pillow.
Yeah, because they want to think that like, hey, you don't have control over my, you know, my choices here. Like I'm doing this all by myself. Meanwhile, yep. Like it's been proven that even a Google search can direct your brain and direct your decision making into even who you vote for. You know what I mean?
To some extent, yes. I agree.
So, yeah, I think this
but
world
I'm just saying,
is...
But like, if everything was collapsed, if we were in like a post-apocalyptic time, like no one cares about... They're going to use whatever they have available, you know what I'm saying, to heat stuff, right? If you're cold, you're gonna use gas or wood or whatever's, you know, electricity, whatever's available to you. And so you get to a point where, as a society, we're like, we're so comfortable... You know, we think we're so advanced and we're so comfortable that we start getting concerned with stuff that is not that relevant, but we think is relevant.
Well, and we have expectations. That's the whole thing. It's like you expect the world to give everything to you. And it's like, no, get to work. Shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and remember It's Ma'am?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We got another one. All right. So this is round two. Okay.
Oh,
yeah, so we had the transgender woman in the toy store, or was that the, what was that, the video game store?
That was GameStop, man.
GameStop? It is Ma'am!
It's Ma'am!
I wish I had the sound clip here. But, so this happened again, dude. I brought this article here. This is a triggered trans Starbucks employee screams at woman for misgendering him.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, so now this is, you know, people are putting the video out here. I'm gonna press play and we can... Enjoy this second rendition of It Is Ma'am, all right?
Don't ever call me transphobic, ever. You do not know me.
You're being transphobic, Karen.
Her name is Karen.
No, she's just calling her that.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Now get out.
I want a refund.
You're not having one, dude.
Hi,
get out.
Absolutely.
You are trespassing now.
But watch.
You are trespassing.
Watch what the transgender does. Walks towards the guy with the phone, okay? Watch this.
Get out. You are trespassing.
Apparently, we said something transphobic.
You actually.
Here we go. You said too much. Bitch, give me the phone.
What the hell? Why did she attack him?
Dude? That's assault.
Give me the phone.
I've got plenty of witnesses.
I love this.
It's such a British thing to say.
Back off my skivvy.
I've got plenty of witnesses here.
So yeah, there's children there at the end.
Crazy ass people, man.
But I mean, give me the phone. It's like, bro, no.
Like that guy. Had nothing to do with what was going with this altercation. He was just like, this is crazy shit.
He was a bystander.
Well, he said we. So he said, apparently we said something transphobic. So I feel like he is with the Karen getting yelled at by the transsexual. And I feel like, but that entitlement of like the tranny just like turning
Terminator
and go
mode.
Terminator tranny, dude. That's what it is. Look.
Yeah, dude. Termitranny, dude. It's good stuff.
Termitranny.
Add like.
The tranny.
Right here, dude.
No, dude. Here. Here goes. No, have her walk now. Ready?
Yeah. Terminal tranny activated. Okay. Wow.
What's up, dude? Listen, why does anybody give a shit? You know, like, who gives a crap? Somebody misgenders you. Who gives a fuck, bro? Like, people get name called all the time. They get horrible things said to them. And you just put, you know, go back to work. You can call them an asshole if you want to. So be it. And then move on with your fucking day, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not that big of a deal. I'm sorry. You look like it, dude. I don't know what else to tell you. Like, you don't look female. No guy is going to look at you and be like, damn. You know, like, that's not happening. It's not happening.
But it's that need. It's that need to, like, you need to bow down to what I'm telling you. You know, it's like this whole, like, you're giving entitlement to people that don't really, you know, that's way too far. Like, you're entitled to have your your rights. Yeah. You know, you're in America.
You know what it is?
That's great. Or you know this is in the UK, probably.
Yeah, this is the UK. You know what it ultimately comes down to, man, is if you actually believed that you were a female or a male, okay, your body, remember all this stuff here, your body's telling you I'm a male.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't care what body I have. I'm a male. I feel it. If somebody says otherwise, it's hurting your ego because you actually don't believe it. And so when somebody actually says ma'am or sir, it bothers you because you don't even believe it and you're trying to convince yourself and other people are saying you're a sir or a ma'am, whichever direction you're going, and it hits your confidence. If you genuinely believe that you're male, those things wouldn't bother you. If somebody came up to you, Greg, and said, you fucking woman, you'd be like, well, I'm not a woman. So
I'd be like, really, well, thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, but if you are struggling to believe it yourself, then somebody saying that's going to trigger you. And well, that's why I don't believe that they actually believe that they're female or male.
Well, I don't know, because I was just looking this up. Remember false pregnancy? It's called pseudocyesis. Mm. When some, like, a woman can actually feel like she's pregnant, think that she's pregnant, and cause her body to, like, go into pregnancy mode, bro.
A woman.
A woman. Yeah.
Because she naturally does that when she does have birth. Her hormones are built to do so.
But if you're thinking that, I'm wondering if you can actually transmogrify your body.
No.
I don't know. Is it transmogrify?
That's not a word.
Transmogrify. Oh, yes. Transmorpher. Okay, hold on.
Transmorphers?
Transmogrify is a word. Look, I just made it up, dude. It says to change thoroughly as into a different shape or form. Huh. Transmogrify. Right dude. So get it.
Yeah. They are kind of transformers, though, if you really think about it.
Yes, they are.
I mean, a really weird kind. But.
You know, boobs go away and they're just dudes, you know, for at least for a minute, you know. No, listen, I don't think they're confident. I don't think they're comfortable. I don't think any of this crap of them saying that, like, by doing these changes, they're going to feel better. They're not going to be suicidal, any of that stuff. That's a lie. That's a lie that they're telling themselves. And when somebody goes against it, when they're already battling it in their head, somebody's going against it, it is rocking their foundation and it's triggering them. That is exactly
what's going on. It's not just them thinking it. It's propped up. Like, it's reinforced.
Yeah.
This behavior is being reinforced by our educators, by our
but it shouldn't have to be reinforced. That's what I'm trying to say. It shouldn't have to be reinforced. If you genuinely believe that you are something, then you believe it because it's you believing it. You don't need people propping you up, and you shouldn't be triggered by somebody who doesn't agree with it. So that tells me that you don't believe what you're actually saying.
Yeah, you're sketchy about it in your own head anyway.
Well, I mean, and maybe one reason why, like, a trans man or a man who transitions into a woman might believe that he is a woman is because he's too fat to see his junk, dude.
Mm. Could be.
I mean, that's what happened to this trans woman right here. Cleared of flashing her penis at three women using Ohio YMCA after judge ruled that she's too fat for her genitals to be visible.
Ouch.
Okay.
Right?
That's a little salt in the wound right there.
Isn't it? Okay, you're innocent.
Comes out and he says,
because you're too
you're
fat.
Not guilty because you're way too fat for anybody to actually see this. And then it's like, thanks, bitch. Like, what's going on?
Right? She's like, well, hey there.
How do you respond to that verdict?
Well, like, the judge.
Well, thanks, but I mean.
The judge goes,
fuck me.
Do you want to go to prison or not? Okay, back to the. Yeah. So Darren,
she probably yelled fatphobic or something to that form.
Well, so this is Darren Glines, who now goes by Rachel, was found not guilty of three counts of indecent exposure. The 31-year-old's lawyer claimed that her gut was too large for her penis to be exposed.
Her penis. Her lawyer? Okay, so her lawyer used that defense?
Yeah, her lawyer did that shit, bro. He's like, look, you're not going to like this, but I got a fucking plan, Harold.
This is the only thing we got.
Yeah, show me your penis. Yup, I knew it.
Can't do it.
Yeah. Too fat.
The glove doesn't fit.
Yeah.
That's a bad precedent going forward, man. All these people are going to be in parks and shit, and they're going to be like, I'm too fat for you to see anything anywhere.
So exactly, sure. Right?
You know what I'm saying?
If you can't see the dick, you have to acquit, right?
But this is funny. Go. Yeah,
no
right?
Dick, all acquit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
this is saying the judge, David McNamee, cleared Glines after agreeing that the size of her belly meant it would be impossible for anyone to see her penis.
So right? does this take away swimsuits? That's my question. Oh. So if you're so big that you covers up yourself, that's the person?
Yeah, that's the person right there. There's Rachel.
There's no way they're too big. I feel like you would see that.
You'd see it?
I feel like you would see it.
I mean, maybe she's on some gender blocking stuff to make it.
I'm just saying, she,
you know?
Yeah,
there's the judge.
He's big, but I feel like you would still see some penile in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like how, I mean, being trans, like he just showed up to court as a dude.
Well,
like the guy is transitioning to be a woman, right? And
yeah.
He just showed up to, like looking like a dude.
Well, I mean, you can
just butch.
It's a butch, you know. It's like kind of, it's a look, dude. You can
let's just say this. It's not a well done transformation.
No, that guy's just trying to sneak into areas he's not supposed to be in, and he got in trouble, and he found a loophole.
Yeah. So apparently, he went into the woman's locker room at the YMCA, and he had several women kind of go and report him, and there's just like a bunch of pushback against this. He went to trial. Yeah, a YMCA employee called to testify at the trial, telling the court that she had to get a restraining order against Glines after she assaulted her. So
now this guy's like, I'm just going to go on out on a limb here and say this guy's just a creep and wanted to be in a woman's locker room.
Yeah,
there's been multiple reports of that. This article kind of goes on to that, but we don't have to go there. But yeah, so
yeah, pervert.
There's a lot of that,
right? First, it's poker games. You know, you got Dave. I remember old man Dave with the beard winning that woman's poker league.
Yeah, man.
Now you got Rachel.
What are we doing, Tom? How are we doing, Tom? We got like 10 minutes, 15 minutes?
10 minutes, yes.
Yeah. Wait, I want to talk about an article that we both brought up. I heard it on the radio this morning. And I'm gonna word it exactly like the radio said.
Dude, this one gets my guts turning.
Yeah.
He said, this is one of the worst stories I've ever said on the show, and I actually was like, I agree, because I actually found this article yesterday or day before yesterday, and I was like, I don't really want to talk about this because it's like, I know how we are. We're in joking mood right now, but it's kind of, you got to like pull back a little bit on this one because it's really not a joking matter. It's really
Seen this same article yesterday or the day before, the same thing.
Yeah, it's one of the, I can't even fathom, bro, having to witness this. Especially in a place as safe as a hospital, what you would think would be safe, right?
Yeah.
So, Greg, let's chat about this, bro. This is horrendous.
Yeah.
A doctor. Okay. This is, we have two different articles, but from the New York Post, a doctor allegedly, the dad says otherwise. He ripped a baby's head off during a horrific childbirth in Brazil.
Jesus, man.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like how, I was just talking to Chris about this before the show. I'm like, how much force are you freaking exerting on this little infant to get the freaking body?
I imagine it wouldn't. I imagine
the dad saw the whole thing.
I imagine it probably wouldn't take a lot, but being a doctor, I feel like you should know, like, you don't tug on this part.
Absolutely.
Like,
what the hell are you thinking, doctor?
You don't even need to be a doctor to know you don't tug on a kid's head.
Yeah. So what happened
here, baby's
Dave?
Head.
So Rinaldi Colho Santos, 33, the mother of a 9-year-old girl, was hospitalized on April 28th, and her labor was induced shortly before.
Wait, how old was she?
33.
Oh my God. Okay. Moving on. Moving on. Just wanted to throw that out there.
33.
Let's focus on the facts here.
You got a point. Hey, man. It is weird. So I'm just saying, if you get to your 33s, just expect weird shit to happen.
Exactly. Right? Exactly.
Okay. So she was induced shortly before the unidentified obstetrician, is that how you say that, called the father to observe the birth more closely. Okay. The doctor put pressure on her belly tried to remove the baby's body quickly and ripped the head off. That's quotes. The devastating dad told the police, okay?
This is gross, this next one.
He told investigators that he even saw the baby blinking and moving her mouth, which he said was proof that she was alive before or after, you know.
Yeah, at the time.
So this has made headlines all across Brazil after the family has come out about this. They said that the hospital social worker told them the facility would cover the burial costs. Whoopie fucking do. You want to talk about traumatic shit, bro.
Could like, there be a more traumatic thing happen to you?
No. You're excited for birth? Are you kidding me? Like, you're like, oh my God, I'm going to have a new baby boy.
Dude,
new baby
I would kill. I would kill that doctor. Yeah. Like, I'm probably not lying here, but like, I would fucking choke that guy. At least I would try to. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know about you guys, but like,
I don't understand how like a doctor is going to like, that's just, I have three kids, Greg, three kids, Chris, three kids. Okay. Yeah. All different scenarios, right? Never seen a doctor like pushing on a belly. Okay. I've seen them adjust. Have you ever seen like where they kind of,
that's, you know, slight but pressure like, here.
I just want to know if this dude was really a fucking doctor, period.
Yeah. What did you say? You said like a unannounced or something.
Unidentified obstetrician.
So we have unidentified flying objects, and then now we have just like this freaking UO.
Whoever this guy was, he needs to be
murdered. Yeah.
So the hospital tried to force the family to sign paperwork to not disclose what had happened.
No, fuck you.
The lawyer of the family refused to sign the paperwork or refused to have them sign the paperwork. The results have not been made public and police investigation is ongoing. The baby's body was expected to be released to the family on Monday. The hospital has not commented on the local media outlets and did not immediately respond to requests for comment.
Has this ever happened before?
I've never heard of this before.
I mean, I'm sure it has. But I have never seen this. And to me, this is almost like abortion-esque, bro. I mean, if you want to get like real gross.
Yeah, this like, is this like is a freaking sacrifice.
This guy should never be allowed near a hospital ever again.
He should be in prison, period.
Yeah.
For life. I mean, you clearly had no idea what you were doing. Millions of people give birth every single day.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. I made that number up, but I'm sure that's what it is, right?
Oh, guaranteed.
Lots of people give birth every single day. And this is not something that should even be possible.
Yeah.
Like, I've watched babies being delivered, my wife delivering. There is no point where they're yanking on a head, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
dude, look at this.
You know, just, like, they're not fucking pulling it. Like, let it happen.
I know what you mean. I just found this other one, dude. Another example here. Sorry, I have, like, a contact issue going on right here. Horror birth. Baby decapitated and her head left in mom's womb during botched delivery.
Oh my God, dude.
This was in June of 2022. At least the article was.
Where is this at? Brazil?
Bungling bungling doctors pulled off a baby girl's head.
Where the fuck is bungling?
Where is bungling?
I'm guessing the south.
It says life-saving surgery at Liaquat University of Medical and Health Science. Dude. Pakistan? Yeah. Pakistan. Yeah, so the baby's legs and torso had been delivered, and eventually doctors decided to sever the head from the body.
They decided to?
So apparently, the head got stuck after delivering the torso because the delivery was done in inexperienced hands, right? So you never go feet out, right?
Yeah.
Right? Because that's breech, right? And so you got to do a C-section. And so they just decided, hey, you know what? Let's try it.
Hey, how do you spell bungling? How they
B-U-N-G.
L-I-N-G. You know what the meaning of bungling is? Looked it up to see where it was at, and actually just gave me the dictionary meaning of it. You know what that means?
What does bungling mean?
The action or fact of carrying out a task clumsily or incompletely.
What?
Or incompetently. Incompetently.
So they were bungling.
You know what I'm saying?
That's an adjective. So this isn't a place. we're dumb. That was an adjective because this is from the Sun. This is from the UK. So they were calling the doctors bungling.
I can't see the article. So you said it's in bungling. I'm like, oh, well, that's weird that it happened to be
bungling. It looks like it was in bungling, bro. Don't blame me. It was in Pakistan. Okay. Whoops-a-doozy. Hey, mistakes all around here. Doctors ripping heads
That's
off.
Ridiculous.
I called bungling a place on this one.
I would fully be pissed off. I'd be suing the shit out of the hospital. I would probably be like you, Greg. I'd be ripping heads off myself, dude. Honestly.
Yeah, there would be no situation in which I'd be leaving that hospital not in handcuffs.
Oh, dude, think of what the dad saw. Seriously. Like, I mean, can you even fathom what he, like, shock right off the bat? Like, because you don't expect anything like that, right? That's not even on your fucking register.
Yeah.
And then pop, and you're like, what the fuck? That's wild, bro.
I can't even imagine, dude.
So, I mean, we'll see what happens with this guy, but I have a feeling the hospital saying, we'll pay for the funeral. Don't worry
about
it.
Please sign this so you don't have to talk about it.
Right. Yeah.
Fuck
yeah.
Off.
And please shut up. Don't say anything. Yeah. Yeah. We don't want to have anybody know about this.
Nah, fuck please. Them.
So very, very gross.
I'd be like, no, fuck you, dude. I'm not signing that. And you're fucking going down. This whole place is going down.
It said that social workers told them the facility would cover burial costs. I said that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But only if they agreed to sign a waiver that the quote autopsy had already been performed and that it would quote would not be forwarded to the legal medical institute.
No.
They were trying to cover their ass.
Yeah.
No, dude. If it was me, they are going. I'm using everything in my body and every resource possible to bring that fucking hospital to the ground.
Yeah.
Yep. In Brazil, I don't know how, you know, I don't know how corruption works there or what the, you know, but I feel like that's a place where matters are taken in your own hands. You know what I'm saying? That's at the city of John Wick. You know what I'm saying? Like that's a.
Fuck, man.
Vigilante hospitals.
Burn it to the ground, dude.
Oh,
well, yeah. I mean, you know,
who would want to give birth there after that? Like you're pregnant right now in Brazil. That's your hospital. Are you really wanting to give birth there? No. You know
well,
what I'm
I mean,
like,
to be fair, it was just that doctor. We'll see if it's, you know, who this guy really is, if he is like a doctor, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, and unidentified. That assumes to me like he's part of obviously like some kind of union thing, and he's not really the main professionals.
Well, unidentified is because they're not releasing his name. I don't think that
I thought it was like a status and like a
and
like
yeah like of, who is this guy? He just walks in with a mask.
Because that's how
like, armed obstetrician, trust me.
That's how like port workers and stuff work. If you're unidentified, you're just you work there but you're not really part of on the list of employee.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I think he works there. I just don't think they're releasing his information. So
yeah,
and
not,
I don't
not yet. Even,
yeah. So we'll see. It's a horrendous story, man. Like joking aside, like it's really fucked up and really sad and traumatic for that family. Like, you know, and what if his daughter was in the room? Like if she was like 9 year old, not that kids are generally in there during that, but you know, a certain age they can be. Can you imagine if she would have saw that? Like, it's just, that's trauma, bro. Trauma. So,
just the staff that's in there. I can't imagine they've seen that a bunch in their life.
No, and they were probably just as like, what the fuck do we do now?
Like, exactly. Yeah.
How do you handle that? Yeah. How the fuck do you see this guy do this and you're like, oh my God, like, how do you even, you know, when you're like,
it's
when
a
you're
girl.
Working,
yeah.
You know, when you're working and a customer comes in and they're angry and like your employee comes in and like, being a management position I was in, like people come in and be like, bro, can you handle this? Like, I don't know what to say.
Yes.
Yeah, y'all take care of it. No one wants to take care of that one.
No.
Okay. They're all like, can you talk to the family? Like, I don't want to, like, who wants to go to the family and be like, hey, we fucked up bad.
They didn't even need to go to the family because they were in there watching it.
Yeah, the husband and So I don't know, dude. Like messed up stories to end this show.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
That's just how it goes, bro.
Just be thankful we have a good healthcare system. We do. In a lot of ways, like you can be assured that for the most part you're gonna have a healthy baby boy and girl here, right?
For the most part. You know, knock on wood. Part.
I'm just saying, yeah, you know, you're not gonna have a head popping off necessarily. So
yes. So yeah, I mean, you know, the border is out of control. This freaking doctor's out of control. What's this world coming to, everybody? Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, good show. Crazy topics, you know, it was a crazy topic day, but there's a lot of crazy stuff happening. So yeah, cheers.
And tomorrow's Wednesday. We'll see what happens with Hunter Biden.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm
Will he
quick.
Be indicted? We shall see. All right, Dave.
Chris, Grace.
Later, guys.
See you guys.
Love
later.
You guys.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.